Cattle markets have put in a strong week this week, trading with sharp gains pretty much in every contract for the week. Looking at the live cattle market, they haven't seen new contract highs in the front months, but once you get to the April and deferred months, we have seen all-time contract highs, mainly because we've seen new all-time contract highs in the feeder cattle contracts, pretty much all of them since Tuesday. That strength is, again, being driven by the fact that we've got strong demand, we've got a strong cash trade, and we've got really tight supplies as, once again, another new world screwworm case had been found in Mexico in a border country or in a border state, which pretty much means that we're not going to be looking at the borders opening anytime soon for between the U.S. and Mexico. And that is definitely putting a little bit more push into the feeder cattle market. Also, you know, looking at the strong appetite that we are seeing from feedlots, we're starting to see sale barn receipts increase as a lot of calves are starting to hit the marketplace, but it doesn't seem to be enough to be able to whet the appetite of what the feedlots have to try to keep calves in their feedlots. Overall, I don't know how much we've seen as far as the expansion is concerned, as far as herd retention with heifers. That is likely going to be a little bit smaller, especially with the prices that we're seeing for feeder cattle going to the sale barn, especially for those 900-pound calves. Overall, this market looks like it probably could see a little bit of a pullback on Friday from profit-taking, but it doesn't look like this run is done because we continue to see, as I mentioned, strong demand and strong cash trades and very tight supplies.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.